and welcome to another episode of Book Echoes, the podcast on making great books while making creative lives that work for us. I'm your host, author Connie B. Dowell. And today is another tips episode, so just me, but I will have an author coming on the show later in April, talking about her experience and how she's coping as a writer with the COVID-19 situation. So look out for that coming up soon. In other announcements, I am fairly confident that this time, this Wednesday, once I've got this podcast episode uploaded, I will have Writing Without Childcare set for free on Amazon and Kobo and Barnes & Noble and all those other places. So please look at the show notes, which might be included in your podcast catcher, or you can go to bookechoes.com/show, and it will be the episode at the top of the list if you're listening to this the week that it comes out, and that will have the link to get that book for free. So today I'm talking about routines in this weird social distancing era that we are all experiencing, and specifically about making yourself a new routine to get your writing done, to get your work done, to get your housework done, whatever it is that you are trying to do. Now, I want to preface this episode by saying that if you don't want to write during this incredibly stressful period, that's more than okay. It's okay to press pause on your creative work. And you shouldn't feel any shame about that. There's a lot of articles and blog posts and podcast episodes going around lately about how we can all really focus in and be hyper productive while social distancing. And that's fine to do. Indeed, for many folks, that's how they cope with a scary situation they can't control, is to just really throw themselves into work because that is something they can control. But sometimes that discourse goes too far and shames people who are really just trying to hang on. And frankly, just hanging on is an achievement right now. So even though this is a productivity focus, especially for those of us who really can't press pause on our writing, you know, it's part of our income, or those of us who just don't want to press pause and want to keep going, even if it's at a slower pace. So none of this, even though we're productivity focused right now for this episode, none of this is to say that you have to be productivity focused during this time. Survival and mental health and self-care is honestly a pretty good goal right about now. So going into this, let's launch right into the first tip for making yourself a new schedule. Because I don't know about you, but my old schedule doesn't work anymore. I know we're not alone. Our family, you know, we've all been sleeping in later, eating at weird times. And for those first few weeks, it's more than understandable. We were just really kind of coping with a new situation. But now I'm trying to reorganize and get myself in more of a work mode, even if that work has to be slowed considerably. So the first thing I'm going to do is, and I am doing right now to some degree, is work on me first. New schedules, you know, take some time to implement to get it right. And especially when we're talking about sleep schedules and eating schedules, you know, holding yourself to the schedule is going to be easier than trying to hold you and your kids. If you've got kids, trying to wake them up earlier when you are just now trying to get up earlier, that is a recipe for crankiness at the best of times. And we're all kind of cranky anyway, being holed up in our houses. So it's best to start with you. And then if you've got kids that you need to get onto a better schedule. I know that's the case for me. It's way better if I adjust my sleep schedule first and then try to adjust theirs and get them on a better path towards regular play and learning to try and replace what they're not getting anymore at preschool. Point number two, clothes matter. They may not matter for everyone, but they do matter for me. I know I am way more productive if I get a shower in the morning and change into daytime clothes. So a blouse and some non-PJ pants. Now, I go slippers all day and that doesn't bother me. So shoes are optional in my opinion. But some people can be really productive in PJs, but I think a lot of us do need that mental transition from sleep clothes, relax clothes, to work clothes. And again, this work could just be housework. This work could just be, you know, homeschooling your kids. So, or this work could be your day job you're doing from home, or your writing, or all of those things. But the clothing helps make that transition from relaxation to activity. Number three, it's a new routine, and that means it's not going to look exactly like your old routine. For one thing, everybody is under at least a little bit more stress than they used to. If you've got children, you are now working with your kids, hanging around your house, and that's going to look different than the kinds of work you would do in an office, in a coffee shop, in a library. So don't feel like you have to completely replicate your old routine or your kids' old routine. Number four, because this is a new routine in a totally new environment and a new circumstance, you can also use this as a way to embrace opportunity. For example, if waking up at 5 a.m. didn't really work for you, but you had to do it because you had a commute, well, guess what? Your commute is gone. So you can wake up a little bit later if you want to. You can also embrace during the day opportunities. For example, my husband and I have been routinely going for walks right before or right after dinner in those evening hours. That would have been much harder to do before. And actually, I don't think I remember us doing that for a long time, not since we've had children, because he would be coaching lacrosse in the evenings and I would have the kids. And if either of us really wanted to work out, we had to get up super early. So enjoying an evening walk has been one thing that we've been able to embrace because of this change. Number five, don't forget stress relief. It's easy, especially for folks who are working a day job from home and trying to write, to totally forget about taking some time just for themselves. But we all need a little bit of time to relieve some stress, to do a hobby, to read a book, or even just like veg out and watch Netflix on your phone. This doesn't have to be a productive hobby. It just has to be whatever you need to do to regulate your emotions and get back to being you. And I want to stress that this is separate from your writing time, because I think a lot of us writers have experienced this. We'll mention that we're going to go do something creative, or we're going to do something related to our writing. And especially those of us who are parents will get the line, oh, isn't that nice that you can take some time for yourself? Isn't that nice you get to do something for you? And yes, it's nice. I don't know about you, but I love being a writer. It's the job I've always wanted. But it's also my job. And whether or not you're at a level of being paid for this, it is a job. Creative work is still work. And if all of the time that you would have budgeted to relieve stress is taken up with your creative work, you'll burn out. So make sure that you have some time to veg out, play an instrument, whatever you need to do that's not your work, that's not your housework, that's not your writing, just time to be you. On that same note, if you're a parent, it's important to try and if you're a parent and this is crucial, if you're a parent and you're parenting with a partner, solo parents, oh, bless you, have it so much harder during this time. But if you're parenting with a partner and it's at all possible, try to swap out time so that each of you has focused work time without the kids nearby. And nearby, I mean, like, not in the same room with you, because unfortunately we can't all get very far away from our children. I know we are in this tiny townhouse, and really the only thing we can do is, like, lock the door of our room if we need to get away for a bit. So, but it's important that to balance that out, especially when both parents are working from home. Because unfortunately what sometimes has happened, and I hope it's not happening to you, is that one parent will have all the focus time, the 9 to 5, basically just sitting in their home office or their bedroom and like that they're at work, and the other parent is juggling their work and the kids and everything else. And that's not fair on that parent. It's not fair on the family. So it's important to try and make as much of a balance as possible. One person may have more time demands or meetings and things happening at certain moments than the other, but to try and give everybody, each parent, that focused time if at all possible. Number 7, lower your expectations. Everybody is really stressed out right now. And even if you think you are kind of playing it cool and doing a good job, and you probably are doing a good job, you're probably more stressed than you realize. So lower your expectations. You are not working in your usual environment. You are not working under usual circumstances. A good rule of thumb that I've seen kind of thrown around is to have no more than 3 items on your to-do list for a day. 1 big priority and 2 smaller ones. If you get through those 3 items, great, you can add more. If you had like a 10 item to-do list and you didn't get through them all, you probably wouldn't feel as good as you did if you had a 3 item to-do list and you got to add 3 more. I mean, which day feels better at the end of the day? So it's a really a mind game there, because ultimately you're getting the same amount done, but it changes the way you feel about it. So lower your expectations and then lower them a little bit more. And if you exceed them, wonderful. If you just meet them, then you still don't feel bad about it. Number 8, adjust as needed. So this is your schedule. You're making it. Nothing's set in stone. If it doesn't work after a couple of days, tweak it a little. Overhaul it completely if necessary. And it probably is going to need some adjustment. Furthermore, the fact that many of us here are working from home and social distancing, and a lot of those external commitments have now become less attached to a certain time, means that we can be more flexible in our schedules and make schedules that work for us, for our families, and for our work. So those are my 8 tips on making your schedule, and it is going to take some time to do that. I'm still not quite living up to the schedule that I would like here as I record this. Hopefully as I progress through the week, I will again lower my expectations and find that sweet spot and something that works for us. But I'd love to hear what you are doing in terms of stress relief to get through this weird time in our history. So I'd love to hear from you in the show notes at bookechoes.com/show. It'll be right at the top of the page, or you can email me, Connie@bookechoes.com. Or I'd love to hear a rating or review. You can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and many other podcatchers. Until next time, happy writing, and wash your hands.